Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, it's emerged a grieving family has been forced to reapply to the defective concrete block grant scheme. There's serious concern over the provision of physiotherapy and occupational therapy services at St Joseph's Community Hospital in Stranorner. Donegal County Council has today adopted a climate action plan which will inform development policy from now until 2029. And the Shannon has been told that now is the time for progress on the 10T Road project. Those stories to follow in full plus more, and we'll have all the latest in sport coming up with Oisin Kelly. First in news though, Donegal County Council has been told that there were over 50 adults and 13 children availing of homeless support in the county earlier this month. The council's homeless prevention coordinator said that weekly homeless advice clinics are being provided in each public services centre, and that area housing teams and the homeless service team are working to prevent homelessness as much as possible. Donal Kavanagh has more.
Members were told that last year 133 people sought homeless supports in Donegal, of which 127 were placed. The previous year 139 sought supports, again 127 were placed. On the 14th of this month, there were 52 adults, one couple and seven families, including 13 children, availing of homeless supports in the county. 57% of those were in the Letterkenny Milford Municipal District, 15% in Lifford Stranorer, 13% in Donegal, 10% in Inishowen and 5% in Glenties. Linda McCann, the council's homeless prevention coordinator, said of those seeking supports, 42% declared mental health and or addiction issues, while lack of affordable private rental accommodation was a major factor across the board. She said the council is committed to ensuring the implementation of the North West Regional Homeless Plan, which is geared toward preventing homelessness. She added the council will liaise with other services such as the HSE, Gardaí and the Domestic Violence Services, with the ultimate aim of progressing pathways into housing.
More and more people in rural Ireland are attending emergency departments because they can't get an appointment with a GP. The Rural Independent Group has highlighted 66% of GPs in rural areas can't take on new patients. The group has tabled a motion calling for immediate action to address what it describes as critical shortages in general practice. Government Chief Whip Hildegard Nocton says GP practices in larger towns could soon be offered financial incentives to establish satellite surgeries in rural areas. Donegal Deputy Thomas Pringle, while welcoming the opening of Ballyshannon Community Hospital yesterday, says Donegal still has a long way to go. He says the lack of GPs is adding to the already severe pressure emergency departments are enduring.
I support this motion's call for the government to increase the number of GPs through sustained government funding and a long-term GP workforce strategy. It has become clear in recent years that Ireland does not have enough GPs to meet patient numbers, especially in rural Ireland. This is not a new issue. This has been in the case for some time now, and the government's lack of action is not acceptable. I highlighted an incident that happened in a Garda station in Donegal recently. Guards were forced to hold a man with severe mental health issues for 12 hours because there was no GPs available to assess him. This was not only unfair to the man being held, but also to the Gardaí, who were unable to do anything else while this man was in their care. This is just one example of many of how difficult it can be to access a GP in rural Ireland. There are many people in rural communities waiting years to become a new patient, with many GPs simply not accepting new patients. The lack of healthcare accessibility in rural Ireland is a crisis and is leading to many delayed diagnoses and treatments. This cannot go on any longer, and I support the calls in this motion and severely hope that the government starts to address the severe issues in rural healthcare, because it will actually contribute to addressing the issues that exist in our hospitals, where the A&E is constantly under threat. And it's because people can't get access to care and can't get access to treatment in their own areas that they have to end up going to hospital to get that treatment.
A grieving family has been forced to reapply to the defective concrete block grant scheme. In 2020, the family started engaging with the scheme before the mother sadly passed away. In the Dáil, Donegal Deputy Joe McHugh says affected homeowners are caught up in a bureaucratic nightmare trying to navigate what he says is nothing short of torture. He's called on the minister to urgently intervene.
This has been a very difficult and traumatic time for this family. And in the midst of their grieving, they still have to contend with a house that is slowly falling down. In the words of the husband, This is an awful weight hanging over us. This family has been asked to reapply again, to start the process again, to start the long process of applying to get on the defective blocks scheme 4 years later. There has to be flexibility in this scheme which accounts or lends itself to facilitating people in this situation. Communication is poor, trust is at an all-time low, and confidence in the process is slowly ebbing away. Potentially, we could have a good scheme here. I ask for your intervention and make contact with the Minister for Housing and ask him to make a personal intervention in the issue that I've raised, but furthermore, for the many, many people who find themselves in very, very difficult situations, that the scheme needs to be addressed. Yes, there will be a review. We don't know when that review is going to happen, how it's going to be reviewed, but it has to be done immediately. We have a scheme here that potentially can work, but at the moment, it's not.
Well, Minister of State at the Department of Education, Josepha Madigan, was answering questions on behalf of the Housing Minister. She ensured she would pass the concerns on to Minister Dara O'Brien. There's serious concern over the provision of physiotherapy and occupational therapy services at St Joseph's Community Hospital in Stranorlar. It's emerged that physio and OT services at the hospital are being suspended to facilitate fire regulation and other primary care services upgrade works following a HICWA report. Patients instead will have to travel to other facilities in the county. Councillor Patrick McGowan says he has been attempting to seek clarity from the HSE without success. He says the lack of communication on the provision of services at the community hospital is a disgrace.
It's the total lack of communication. It reminds you of the bad old days. It's just, you know, it's like a secret organisation, and the HSE blames HICWA on that. You know, nobody is communicating, nobody's talking. As I say, the members of the HSE forum were on a news blackout. There's an embargo on since October last year, just to last week, and I've spoken to them, spoken to other, have emailed the TDs and ministers and everybody in Wicklow, Quebec. I've only heard myself yesterday, the same as the people in the town. It's an absolute disgrace the way they're dealing. They don't communicate. It's not that they even communicate, never mind consultation. It's a disgrace. There's no, I would love to see the councillor and everybody else trying to act like this. It's an absolute disgrace, number one, that they don't communicate. And number two, we're not going to stand for this carry on of running down the services by stealth or by any other way. It's, yes, HICWA might have come on. HICWA needs to sit down and put it out on paper what they need and what they don't. And if they want, there's plenty of room around St Joseph's Hospital. It's a totally separate building. There's land beside it that we have zoned, and there's a buffer zone around it that can't be built on. There's plenty of opportunities, but nobody is talking to nobody.
Well, in a statement, the HSE says work is ongoing to secure suitable appropriate accommodation in the Finn Valley area to enable services to be restored as soon as possible. The Taoiseach says the Israeli ambassador accusing Ireland of presenting a one-sided view of the conflict in Gaza is not fair. Dana Ehrlich says Israel is being portrayed as the only villain and questioned why Irish people aren't calling for the release of Israeli hostages. Despite calls for an immediate ceasefire, Ambassador Ehrlich says the war on Gaza won't end until all hostages are released and Hamas is eliminated. Taoiseach Micheál Martin says the Irish public absolutely condemns the actions of Hamas but also condemns Israel's response.
It's not fair to say that there's a one-sided position. I think the Irish people are on the side of humanity, and the Irish people are shocked at the level of death and civilian casualties within Gaza. 100,000 people are either dead, injured or maimed, and that is shocking.
Donegal County Council has adopted a climate action plan which will inform development policy from now until 2029. The plan sets out climate action measures aimed at facilitating the national objective of achieving a carbon neutral economy by 2050. The council has also agreed to send the amended draft county development plan back to public consultation after some amendments were made over two special meetings. There is still a gap between what the Office of the Planning Regulator is seeking and what members want in the plan. Caherlough Councillor Martin Harley is urging people in the county to engage with the public consultation when it starts on March the 8th. He says this is Donegal's plan, not the OPR's plan.
Yeah, we had two long days of discussion with the councillors, and probably prior to that as well, we would have had all the MDs would have had workshops regarding the county development plan, and it is, and I would encourage people now, when it is going back out again to public consultation, that people engage with it and people look at it and come back with their views on it. And that's very important, because this is the plan that we'll have up to 2030 and possibly up to 2034, because they're talking about changing plans for 10 years instead of 6 years. So it's very important that the public engage in this, and it'll be today's over, it'll be out with the public.
So important now, particularly given some of the differences of opinion between the OPR and the council, that people do get involved and make their views known, because the council is going to need public support if it's going up against the OPR.
Yeah, that's a big thing as well, because there's a lot of things that were discussed at the two public meetings that we had over the last couple of weeks, that the OPR are sending down aspirations that they say we should do. The councillors are on a different view, and we have to get the support of the people of the county, because this is the only way that we can overturn some of the decisions that the OPR are attempting to do with our county development plan. They always say that is our plan as a county, but if we let the OPR dictate to us, it won't be our plan at all, it'll be their plan. So we need the public to come out strongly on this here over the next 6 weeks.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny. Cross the finish line in style with trainers from michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's almost 5:15, time now for the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We start with rugby. Ireland under 20 head coach Richie Murphy has been installed as interim head coach at Ulster. Murphy replaces Dan McFarland, whose departure after 6 years in the job has been confirmed by the province. Assistant coach Dan Super will oversee preparations for next week's URC meeting with the Dragons, with Murphy arriving after the completion of the under 26 nations. To football cross channel, Arsenal boss Mikel Arteta says he isn't concerned about their lack of Champions League knockout experience. The Gunners are away to Porto tonight in the first leg of their last 16 tie. They haven't progressed past the stage since 2010. Arteta says his side are eager to show that they belong in the latter stages of the competition.
We don't have the experience, that's the reality. 95% of the players, they haven't played this competition. They have never played the last 16, I haven't. But we have so much enthusiasm and energy as well, and willingness and a point to prove as well that we are good enough and we want to be there.
Also tonight, Napoli face Barcelona. Both games kick off at 8 o'clock. While leaders Liverpool can go 4 points clear of second place Manchester City. In the Premier League this evening, the Reds host Luton Town at Anfield. Alisson misses out, with Cork's Kevin Kelleher again deputising in goal. Diego Jota and Curtis Jones are absent due to injury, and Mo Salah remains a doubt. Jurgen Klopp's men had to rely on a 95th minute equaliser to draw with Luton back in November. The Liverpool boss says that Luton are an even better team now.
The job he's doing there is insane. I'm not sure it's really respected enough, that a team with the amount of points they had in the beginning of the season making such a footballing development, I'm not sure I saw that before. So we need Anfield. We need Anfield 100%. It must be a European night in England.
Kick-off at Anfield this evening is at 7:30. Bayern Munich have confirmed that their head coach Thomas Tuchel will leave at the end of the season. The former Chelsea boss guided the club to the Bundesliga title last season. However, they're 8 points behind leaders Bayer Leverkusen. Bayern have lost their last 3 matches in all competitions. It's been described as a mutual decision. On to colleges sport, and a couple of games were penciled in for today for ATU Donegal. First up, the men's soccer side were due to play SETU Waterford in the semi-final of the Eustace Shield. That game was scheduled for Castlebar in Mayo at Milebush Park. However, Waterford yesterday informed the ATU that they were pulling out of the competition, and that now means that the men's soccer side from the Letterkenny College automatically go through to the final. Sligo ATU are involved in the second semi-final. Back to tonight, and the Freshers Gaelic Footballers will play a quarter-final of the Higher Education Football Championship. Their opposition is the Ulster University Jordanstown. That game starts at 7 o'clock at the Donegal GA Centre and Convoy. In snooker, Mark Selby has set up a Players' Championship quarter-final with Ronnie O'Sullivan. Selby beat Barry Hawkins by 6-3 this afternoon in Telford. On the other table, Joachim Sinkam leads Zhang Anda by 5-4. And finally in golf, LIV Golf signee Joachim Niemann has received an official invite to this year's Masters. As the Chilean's LIV involvement doesn't earn him world ranking points, he sits well outside the automatic qualifying mark at 81st in the world. Also receiving invites to Augusta today, where Denmark's Thorben Olsen and DP World Tour Rookie of the Year Rio Hasaton. And that's it from the sports desk for today. We'll be back with more tomorrow morning, Michaela.
Thanks, Oisin. And we're turning to some news. The Shannon has been told that now is the time for progress on the TEN-T road project. The project's case study is currently with the Department of Transport. Senator Niall Blaney says the delivery of the TEN-T route is vital for the entire area of Letterkenny, Ballybofey and Stranorler.
And I do implore and upon both the UK government and Stormont to now step up and make this project a reality. But moreover, Minister, I'd ask you to take a message back to Department of Transport and Minister Ryan. The TEN-T project, the case study, is with the department and is due to come to Cabinet. And I wanted the Minister to put an urgency on that project. It needs to happen. The town of Letterkenny is a complete logjam at the moment. There's a four-pronged approach in that project, Ballybofey to Norther Bypass, the route down Lurgybrack onto the M14. The bridge, the new bypass in Letterkenny, the bridge across the River Swilly, and the road in out that it joins, that will join onto the A5. It's a four-pronged project. It's taken as one project. It's a very, very significant piece of infrastructure. And now that progress is happening on the A5, this project now can progress as well. And I really want the Minister for Transport to give this the urgency it needs.
Alternatives to using hotels to house refugees must be found before tourist towns start to decay. That's the warning from Fáilte Ireland, as its new research shows 45% of businesses in the sector are worried about a lack of accommodation. It's led to fears of price gouging this summer. Public Expenditure Minister Pascal Donoghue says the government will keep the situation under review.
So we are going to have to continue to monitor the payments that we make available to businesses and to the private sector for supporting refugees. I fully accept if we're paying somebody to do something in the private sector, they will want to make some profit from doing it. That is why they're providing the accommodation in the first place. But at the same time, that level of profit, you know, can't be super high.
Major wastewater upgrade works are underway across Donegal. Almost €30 million is being invested to improve water quality in Carrigart, Kilmacrenan and Mount Charles. Donna Marie Doherty has more.
Work has commenced in Carrigart to upgrade the existing treatment plant to ensure the wastewater is treated to a standard that protects the environment. The works will put a stop to partially treated wastewater being discharged to Carrigart and Mulleroy Bays, as well as increasing capacity. In Kilmacrenan, where wastewater infrastructure is overloaded, a new wastewater treatment plant is being planned, including flood protection measures. Prior to the works beginning, Uisce Éireann is decommissioning the existing treatment plant and constructing a temporary one. The utilities crews will decommission existing treatment plants in Mount Charles and Hall de Mons, construct new pumping stations and link them to the Donegal wastewater treatment plant. All three projects are expected to be completed in 2026.
Weather now: showers this evening and tonight, heavy and prolonged at times with hail and thunder, with some sleet or snow on high ground. Lowest temperatures tonight of 0 to 4 degrees. The closing headlines this evening. Donegal County Council has been told that there were over 50 adults and 13 children availing of homeless supports in the county earlier this month. The council's homeless prevention coordinator said that weekly homeless advice clinics are being provided in each public services centre, and that area housing teams and the homeless service team are working to prevent homelessness as much as possible. More and more people in rural Ireland are attending emergency departments because they can't get an appointment with a GP. The Rural Independent Group has highlighted that 66% of GPs in rural areas can't take on new patients. A grieving family has been forced to reapply to the defective concrete block grant scheme. Donegal Deputy Joe McHugh has told the Dáil that affected homeowners are caught up in a bureaucratic nightmare trying to navigate what he says is nothing short of torture. And there's serious concern over the provision of physiotherapy and occupational therapy services at St Joseph's Community Hospital in Stranorlar. It's emerged that physio and OT services at the hospital are being suspended to facilitate fire regulation and other primary care services upgrade works following a HICWA report. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to your podcast of our main evening news on our website at highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notices for this Wednesday evening, February the 21st. The death has taken place of Bernard Francis Doherty, Sleevebawn, Malinhead. Bernard's remains will leave Liam Collins' funeral home at Station Road, Carndonagh, this evening at 8 o'clock, going to his home. Funeral arrangements to be confirmed later. The death has taken place of Nell Traynor, 9 Patrick Street, Strabane, reposing at Quigley's funeral home this evening from 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock. Funeral leaving the funeral home tomorrow evening at 6:30 to the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Strabane, for Requiem Mass on Friday morning at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in Strabane Cemetery. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has taken place of Chris Toy, Lower Mount Marion, Milford, reposing at the residence of his mother Kate Toy, 11 Grey Rock, Milford, house private to family and close friends. Funeral Mass on Friday at 12 noon in St Peter's Church, Milford. Burial afterwards in Milford Cemetery. Funeral Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. The death has taken place of Edwin Patton, Knock Ballybofey. Remains reposing at his late residence from 6 o'clock this evening. Funeral leaving from there on Friday morning at 10:15 for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Sheshe O'Neill at 11 o'clock. Interment in the adjoining churchyard. The Requiem Mass will be streamed live via the parish YouTube channel. Family time from 10 o'clock to 11 o'clock and on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place of Liam Cassidy, Selbridge, Kildare and formerly of Kilmacrenan, reposing at his residence tomorrow from 3 o'clock to 7 o'clock. Removal on Friday morning to St Patrick's Church, Selbridge, arriving for funeral mass at 11 o'clock, followed by burial in Barrentown Cemetery, County Wexford. The death has taken place of Margaret Greta Cole, Galdena Manor, Cunningham. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral leaving from there tomorrow afternoon at 1:15 for 2 o'clock funeral service in Newton Cunningham Presbyterian Church, followed by burial in the family plot in the adjoining graveyard. Family time please on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, donations in lieu to St Junan's Nursing Home Comfort Fund, care of any family member or Terence McClintock Funeral Director. The death has occurred of Caroline Dixon, Fawn, County Donegal and Derry City. Removal to St Murra's Church of Ireland, Fawn, tomorrow afternoon, arriving at 2:30. The death has taken place of Charlie McGinley, 8 Iona Road, Letterkenny, originally from Ranafast, reposing at his late home until 9 o'clock tonight. Rosary tonight at 9 o'clock. Funeral from there tomorrow morning, going to St Ginnan's Cathedral for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, which can be viewed live at churchservices.tv, followed by burial in Cornwall Cemetery. Family time, please, on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if wished, to the Friends of Letterkenny University Hospital, care of Pascal Blake, Funeral Director. And the death has occurred of Sadie Arnold, formerly of Curragh Mohn and St Vincent's Close, Ballybofey. Remains reposing at McCool's Chapel of Rest, Ballybofey, today until 10 o'clock. Rosary tonight at 9 o'clock. Funeral leaving from there tomorrow morning at 10:30 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in the Church of Mary Immaculate, Stranorlar. Interment in Drumbo Cemetery. The Requiem Mass will be streamed live via the parish webcam. Donations in lieu of flowers, if so desired, to Barnes View Ward, St Joseph's Community Hospital, care of any family member. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.